it was quite a struggle to get the access. And then once we were there in the thick of it, you know, we managed to fall in with a lot of kids pretty easily and just spent a lot of time hanging around with them. And Captain Paul also made access really easy because he's so close to the young people, and if he trusts us, then they'll trust us.
Were their reactions different with the presence of a camera?
The camera always changes the situation, but because we had the luxury of such a long shoot, you know, after about 6 months, we were just part of the furniture. I mean, generally, the dramas that the kids were facing in day-to-day life would outweigh the annoyance of the camera being around, so we'd just kind of fade into the background a lot of the time, and basically, yeah, you just become part of the furniture. And so the kids, they're dealing with, you know, a drug overdose or psychosis or something, and they really don't pay much attention to the camera.
What effect did it have on you personally? Did you get involved with many of the children's lives?
You do become very close because you spend a lot of time with the kids. And, I mean, I felt a lot like I was just mates with them and went off on a lot of adventures and bonded a lot over music and experiences. And I definitely, you know, I'm pretty close still to a handful. You can only do as much as you can do, but I'm pretty well involved in the lives of quite a few of them. Ian's also done a lot of funding of, you know, programs for various individuals post the shows.
And did you see many happy endings for some of the youth there?
The thing is that it's a roller coaster ride on a day-to-day basis. Like, you might get a kid who's doing unbelievably well for a whole week and you feel so inspired and encouraged. And then the next week, it'll just be back in the gutter and you just think, oh, you had it, you were on the brink of making it. But you just learn from Paul, don't give up. We did see success stories, but, you know, there's also people that went off the rails and, you know, it's just it just changes on a day-to-day basis.
Do you think the program that airs tonight will change audiences' perceived ideas about the homeless?
We really genuinely hope so, because a lot of people write the kids off as just scumbags, welfare parasites. It's just not the way it is. I mean, they have just been through shocking misfortune, and if I'd been through half the things that they'd been through, I would be in a worse position a lot of the time. So really, we're hoping that compassion and empathy from people will just spread and grow, and people won't be able to just write them off, because they're not just statistics anymore, they're real people.
And already there are suggestions of the government throwing money at this problem. From your experience, what can be done to improve the problem?
I think there's a lot of things you can do in terms of on an individual basis. I mean, you can volunteer, just even the most basic thing of just like not looking down on and judging someone if you pass them in the street. Just don't scowl at somebody else. You just don't know their story. You don't know where they've been, what they've had to live through. So that's a start, even if that was the most basic thing people could do. But money can be put into really good resources for, I think, the most effective thing is, it's quite labour-intensive, but to get people personal mentors to be able to help them through a real holistic approach of education, housing, nutrition, health, like physical and mental health. They just need to be guided, like they need a surrogate parent, basically. And if they could fund people to be personal mentors, I think that would be an incredible thing.